In the 20s, there was Hemingway and Fitzgerald. In the 60s, Roth, Mailer, and Baldwin. More recently, J.K. Rowling defined a generation. And now?
I am unable to even. I have lost my ability to even. I am so unable to even. Oh my God.
That's Tyler Oakley. His memoir is called Binge. He's one of a growing number of YouTube celebrities who are finding new fame on the printed page. NPR's Lynn Neary has the story.
A lot of YouTube stars have become famous doing pretty inane things.
Hey, how's it going, bro? It's my name's PewDiePie. I'm here with...
PewDiePie!
Yay! We're gonna play Gang Beasts.
Oh, yeah.
Missed this game. Don't remember how to play it.
That's PewDiePie, who rose to fame as a funny guy who likes to play video games but isn't very good at it. He's one of three YouTube stars currently enjoying prominent positions on various bestseller lists, including the New York Times. All have huge followings on YouTube, says Casey McIntyre of Razorbill, which published PewDiePie's book.
PewDiePie in particular has over 40 million subscribers to his channel. That's more than most print magazines nowadays. Most TV shows during prime time would have tuning in. Every video that he puts out immediately has about 1 million views.
The publishing world wasn't about to ignore anyone with such a huge fan base. Judith Kerr, president of the Atria Publishing Group, took notice of the YouTube phenomenon a couple of years ago. Kerr, in partnership with United Talent Agency, created Keywords Press, which only publishes the works of digital and YouTube celebrities.
I was very keen on the idea that if all the kids and the millennials were on YouTube and in the digital space, then books needed to be in there. Because if books are going to survive and still be part of a relevant cultural conversation, they needed to be where the conversation is and written by the people who are beginning the conversations and read by the people who are listening to them.
One of Keywords' first big hits was I Hate My Selfie by Shane Dawson, who likes to do things like see how much sour candy he can eat.
Okay. It's not that sour. It's gross. The way it exploded in my mouth was similar to a cockroach. Don't ask why I know that. I don't know.
Dawson's book, which spent 7 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, opens with an essay explaining why he doesn't really like the person he created when he started on YouTube at the age of 19.
I was not really worried about what people thought of me or how offensive my jokes were, or I was just kind of saying whatever I wanted. And that gave me the reputation of being this crazy, loose cannon, psycho guy. It still kind of haunts me to this day. Like, oh, Shane Dawson, that guy's nuts.
Some books by YouTube stars have been ghostwritten, but Dawson likes writing. Dawson says the public nature of YouTube can be limiting. Writing gave him the chance to be more open about some of the problems he faced as a kid.
On YouTube, if you say something, that triggers somebody, becomes a whole controversy, a whole thing, and all the comments, and everybody's upset. Whereas a book, there's no comment section. There's nowhere for the audience to, get mad at you for saying something. So I was a lot more open and free to talk about, personal stuff that I probably wouldn't talk about on YouTube.
In the beginning, says Judith Kerr, a lot of people doubted that kids who watch YouTube would be interested in reading books. As it turns out, she says, they not only like to read, they also like owning a physical book by an author they love.
All of these books are very well done. They're beautifully produced. So we're putting the quality into them. And then to see 4,000 kids on a Saturday morning in a New Jersey bookstore is amazing.
There are all kinds of books by YouTube celebrities, says Kerr. Memoirs, self-help, cookbooks, even fiction. It's a recent phenomenon, but she thinks it's a trend that's here to stay. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.